I was working on a construction. First, when I come to Canada, I was working in a mine for till 1959, and I come to Kimberley, and I worked for Carl Adams for a year for $1 an hour, and making concrete blocks. And he find me a job on a construction for foundation company. And I went to on the rock trail for about 90 shift. Then I went to working on the iron plant, building an iron plant, and I was working as a labor. I was running a vibrator for concrete work, and concrete finishing foreman wanted me to get me into a union for a concrete finishing. In 1958, I was working at the pulp mill as a concrete finisher, and I decided to go on my own. And for 2 years, I built lots of basement floor, and then I have so much equipment that I decide that people start borrowing my vibrators and power towel and all kind of concrete construction equipment, compactor, and then I decide to make a rental out of it, make a business out of it as a rental.
Well, here you are now at 50 years doing that and 90 years of age. Are you on site quite often? Do you still get up and go into work, or do you control everything from home, or do you let other people do it for you now?
No, other people doing it now.
Right. How many times have you been back to Hungary, Mr. Sandor? Have you gone back many times?
Yes, many times.
I see. Were you from the city? Were you from Budapest?
No, I'm from a smaller town.
Do you have any relatives still alive there then?
No, that was still everybody alive. My parents, my sisters, brothers, everybody was alive.
Anybody that I've talked to says that you've given so much back to the community. Is that because Canada was good to you? You've helped so many different groups out financially here in Cranbrook. What gave you such a big, big heart?
Because the community gave me lots of business over here. I decided that I'll try to give back as much as I can.